Welcome to Politically Correct. In this episode, I'm going to talk about defections. Not that you don't know about it, I'm just going to provide some data points in the context of West Bengal and then basically point out how the Prime Minister has kept his own stable clean, but in the states, you see a different story. The way Chief Ministers are struggling, basically showing that, you know, you may raise the stakes for defectors, but when it comes to the paycheck, it starts hurting. Coming to West Bengal, so far 13 MLAs have defected to BJP. Now, when we talk about defections, we are talking about pre-election defections, we are talking about post-election defections, but here I am talking about pre-election defections, defectors. 13 MLAs already out, those 13 include 9 from Trinamool Congress and 2 each from the Congress and the left parties. Subsequently, 2 ministers have resigned again from Mamata government, and then Trinamool Congress expelled Vaishali Dalmia, the dissident MLA actually. No, Vaishali Dalmia happens to be the daughter of ex-ICC and ex-BCCA chief Jagmohan Dalmia, and a friend of Saurav Ganguly actually, the current BCCA chief. Where are they heading? We don't know yet. They have not clarified it. But on 30th of January, Amit Shah is going to Kolkata. We will see who will join the BJP then. But looking at the rate at which Trinamool Congress MLAs are defecting, well, they may actually prove to be the biggest harvest that the BJP has reaped in any state. Because the last time, the biggest number, if I remember it right, was in Maharashtra. In Maharashtra, as many as 22 or 23 MLAs of the NCP and the Congress had joined the BJP ahead of 2019 assembly elections. At this rate in West Bengal, I think you may see the largest number of defections from Trinamool and Congress and left to the BJP. Now, critics of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah would blame them for these defections, as if, you know, all other, as if their predecessors or as if politicians in old days were, you know, maintaining that political morality people talk about so much. I mean, let's not talk about this. But it's not about blaming them. You know, not that the BJP is calling itself a party with difference anymore. I mean, nobody is talking about it. Way back in 97, if I remember it right, Atal Bihari Vajpayee had declared that, you know, if he had to get power by splitting another party, he said, quote unquote, "Main us satta ko chimte se bhi nahi chhunga." I will not touch that power even with a pair of tongs. Those times were different. Today is different. You cannot blame Modi or Shah for this phenomenon because it has been there since 1960s. What Modi and Shah have done is to kind of master this art, something that was developed by the Congress long back and by other parties. They have just mastered it. So if Bhajan Lal could just walk away with, I think, 40 Janta MLAs into the Congress in 1980 and retain his chief ministership, 36 years later, in 2016, we saw Pema Khandu walking away with 32 of his People's Party of Arunachal MLAs to the BJP and retaining his chief ministership again. So it's not that only the Congress can get the chief minister and the entire, most of the legislature party of a particular party into its fold, lock, stock and barrel. It was Bhajan Lal for the Congress, you have somebody like Pema Khandu here and Arunachal for the BJP. So they have just mastered the art. What I'm going to discuss here is, you know, while these things are happening in the states, how the Prime Minister has kept his own team clean. Last year we had done a study of the Modi cabinet, then there were 53 BJP ministers in his council of ministers. Of course, a few of them have passed away since then, but I'm talking about our study last year. That showed that, you know, 3 out of 4 ministers in Modi government, BJP ministers I'm talking about, had RSS background. So there is so much of emphasis on their ideological and political commitment and loyalty. If you look at the cabinet today, in fact, all of them have background in RSS. Of course, we are not talking about Nirmala Sitharaman because she came pretty late in the scene. I'm not talking about Jaishankar, who was a foreign secretary at one point of time. He got into politics, he has become a minister. I'm not talking about them, I'm talking about politicians, people who came from another party into the BJP. So if you look at the entire cabinet, today there are 21 cabinet ministers in Modi government. There are just a couple who had actually cut their teeth into politics, maybe with some other party, but that was long way back. So you have somebody like Arjun Munda, who was in Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, but he joined the BJP in 1998. You have somebody like Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi, who had cut his teeth into politics with the Janata Party then, Janata Party S after that, and he joined the BJP way back in 1986. So you cannot question their political commitment today. So when it comes to Modi cabinet, this total loyalty, and actually he is putting a lot of premium on ideological and political purity, I would say, in terms of their commitment to the party they belong to. Well, among the ministers of a state, probably one, what I can remember is, you know, Rao Inderjit Singh probably could be the only one who joined the BJP right before the 2014 Lok Sabha elections, and within months he became a minister after winning on BJP ticket. But the fact is, he has remained, even now he is a minister with an independent charge, but he has for six and a half years in the BJP, he has been in BJP for the last 7 years almost, he has remained a minister of state, he has not been promoted by the Prime Minister. There is so much of emphasis by the Prime Minister on that political and ideological commitment. What is changing now? Now, in the states, what is happening is BJP has been raising the stakes. So earlier, why would people defect? People defect because they could see, before 2014, of course, this power politics has been on for decades. I'm talking about Modi-Shah phenomenon. So before, say, from 2013 onwards, when people started defecting to the BJP, actually, the primary concern was their survival. They could see that Modi tsunami, you can say, Modi tide, whatever you may call, they could see that and they decided to switch over. So you had somebody like, say, Jagdambika Pal, that Ek Din ka chief minister, that infamous episode, you remember, in UP. Now he shifted, he was in Congress, he shifted to the BJP in 2014. He has got nothing. In fact, 2014 to 19, he kept on waiting for some reward, nothing. Your membership of parliament is fine. In 2019, actually, after he won again on the BJP ticket, he has been made head of a parliamentary committee, that's all. Forget about your ministerial ambitions. You have somebody like Rita Bahuguna Joshi, who was once the UP Congress chief. She joined the BJP and then became a minister in Yogi Adityanath's government. She was rewarded. But then she was eased out, and when she became a Lok Sabha MP in 2019, she's just an MP. Modi has not found it fit to induct her in his government. Because again, you have to have that long-term ideological commitment to the party. And you have many people who switched their loyalties. You have Sanjay Singh from Amethi. He was the Rajya Sabha MP. He quit. He quit the Congress, joined the BJP. He has got nothing. You have Neeraj Shekhar, who quit the Samajwadi Party, joined the BJP. He's just an MP. So forget about being a part of the government. That's at the center. In the states, yes. But in the states, as I said, stakes are going up. So what you are seeing in West Bengal is now defectors have a lot of incentive because they are looking at, say, Karnataka model, they are looking at Madhya Pradesh model. In Karnataka, what happened? 17 JDS and Congress, rebel Congress and JDS MLAs brought down the Kumaraswamy government. 12 of them are ministers today. In Madhya Pradesh, 22 Congress MLAs defected, brought down Kamal Nath government. 14 of them got ministerial berths. Of course, the number is 11 now, because the three of them are lost in the bipoles later. But look at the incentive, 14 out of 22, 12 out of 17, one in Madhya Pradesh, one in Karnataka, and this jockeying for power is still on. Now in Madhya Pradesh, for instance, Sindhia loyalist number came down to 11 in Shivraj Singh Chauhan government, because three of them lost the bipoles. But still Chauhan has to keep those vacancies, he cannot fill them up, because Sindhia would like those vacancies to be filled by his own loyalists. So all these pulls and pressures from people who are in other parties, who came to the BJP, it's something, as I said, this, when it comes to paycheck, it really starts hurting, because you have been raising the incentives so much, raising the stakes so much, the defectors are coming to you in droves, but after that, governance becomes a casualty. The message so far, the message we have got is, or these defections show, or the trend of these defections shows, is when it comes to PM Modi, It's all about your political and ideological commitment. When it comes to BJP chief ministers, well, you take care of your stable. Who cares? Because it's the prime minister who wins you elections. Thank you.